So here's another reason why it's important to know scales, know the number system, because you get in a worship set, the worship leader is flowing. There's usually not time to rehearse those things because it's just going to be prophetic or it's going to be happening spontaneously. So if I'm in D flat, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1. Not only do I want to know the scales, I also want to know the chords to go with it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1. D flat, E flat minor. I'm going to play D flat over F. G flat major, A flat major. Then B flat minor, A flat over C, D flat. So if I go 3, 4, that's D flat over F to G flat. 3, 4. Then I'm going to go 5, 6. That's A flat, B flat minor. 5, 6. Now, 7, 1, 4. That's going to be A flat over C, D flat, then G flat major. 3, 4. 5, 6. 5, 6. 7, 1, 2. Now that's E flat minor on the 2. 6, 2. Skills come in handy, understanding them, practicing them, and getting it in our muscle memory, because when it's time to be spontaneous, we don't really have time to think. So that's why I just continue to shed, get it in your muscle memory, get it in your ear, understand. I think when I'm practicing, but then I try my best to just flow when we're actually playing. Give it a shot. Try those ideas in all 12 keys so you can get them in your muscle memory. The number system that goes with the scales and the solfege and what progressions, what chords goes with each number. That becomes very, very important. All right.